Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. You know, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? We're constantly being pulled in different directions, work deadlines, social commitments, emails piling up faster than we can answer them. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget about one of the most important things: taking care of ourselves. Today, we're diving deep into prioritizing your well-being because honestly, without it, everything else just falls apart. Think about it, you wouldn't try to run a car on empty, would you? It simply won't perform at its best. Our bodies and minds are no different. We need to feel them, nourish them, and give them the space they need to thrive. And guess what? It's not just about bubble baths and avocado toast, although those are pretty great. It's about building sustainable habits that support your physical, mental, and emotional health. So, how do we prioritize our well-being in a world that constantly demands more from us? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, make time for mindful moments. We're talking about intentional pauses throughout your day. Take a few deep breaths, savor your morning coffee, or simply step outside and feel the sun on your skin. These small moments of presence can make a huge difference in reducing stress and boosting clarity. Ever feel like your mind is racing a mile a minute? Taking those mini breaks can act like a reset button for your brain. Second, move your body. I'm not saying you need to become a marathon runner, although that's awesome if you are. Find activities you genuinely enjoy: walking, dancing, swimming, yoga, anything that gets you moving and feeling good. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally lift your mood and reduce stress. Third, fuel your body with nourishing food. Think whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, the kind of stuff that gives you sustained energy throughout the day. You know that feeling when you've eaten a sugary treat and then crashed an hour later? Yes, let's avoid that. Fueling your body with healthy choices sets you up for success, both physically and mentally. Fourth, prioritize sleep. I know sometimes it feels like there just aren't enough hours in the day. But trust me, getting enough sleep is non-negotiable when it comes to well-being. Think of it as your body's way of recharging and repairing itself. When you're well-rested, you're sharper, more focused, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Finally, cultivate meaningful connections. Spend time with people who lift you up, who make you laugh, who support your dreams. Strong relationships are essential for our emotional well-being. Remember that feeling of warmth and belonging when you're surrounded by loved ones. That's the magic of human connection. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, and you wake up feeling energized and ready to take on the week. You had a good night's sleep, enjoyed a nutritious breakfast, and took a few minutes to meditate before starting your day. You feel grounded, focused, and excited about what lies ahead. That's the power of prioritizing your well-being. It transforms your entire experience. So, how do you take these key takeaways and make them a part of your daily life? Start small. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. Choose one or two things that resonate with you and focus on implementing them consistently. Maybe it's taking a short walk during your lunch break, making time for a relaxing evening ritual, or simply saying no to commitments that drain your energy. Remember, prioritizing your own well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. When you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, go out there and make today a day that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to prioritize their own well-being. We're all in this together, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Daily Virtue.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.